Time for some farming news. Megan Mackay is with us. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, Noel. Yes, farmers are to lobby politicians to support an income protection scheme in the next Assembly. Representatives of Farmers for Action and the Northern Ireland Agricultural Producers Association, quite a title, gathered at the electoral office in Belfast yesterday to make just that point. They were launching a report on farm incomes, which they say shows the difficult position that many families are in. And it was drawn up by economist Paul Gosling.
Farming families are living in poverty right across Northern Ireland. What we have had is a situation where the buyers of farming produce have consolidated, they've got together, they've got greater strength to buy from farmers, yet farmers are consequently in a weaker economic position, so they're unable to protect themselves. That has driven far more farmers into poverty.
So what farmers want is the politicians to bring in a price intervention scheme after the election in May. Under the proposal, farmers would be paid at least the cost of production plus a bit of profit margin linked to inflation. Now, this would mean if prices moved up, farmers would benefit, but if it dropped, then the intervention scheme would provide a guaranteed minimum income. Michael Clark is from the Agriculture Producers Association here, and he says it could have an economic spin-off in rural areas.
They look at this and see the positives in this, that it's not just farmers crying for more money, that this can be a real good thing for the economy of the north here as well as for the farming. If they look at this and see the potential, then they would want to carry it through. We will be expecting them to pledge their support for this, and if they do, we will certainly be holding them to it as best we can after May.
Now, Sean McCauley from Farmers for Action was also there, and he said that food prices would not have to rise to accommodate the move. Instead, he said there needed to be a fairer distribution of the profit from the food production amongst supermarkets, processors and farmers.
We want the politicians to intervene here and to legislate on farm gate prices. We want a minimum of the cost of production plus a margin inflation linked for the produce that we're producing. And after all, it's not any old product we're producing, it's food. Food that people need on a daily basis to live, to survive. I think people quite often take this food for granted. But the local produce that we have here is top quality. It costs money to produce any top quality product. So we are pushing very hard for government to intervene, because obviously the power that the corporate food retailers and to a lesser extent perhaps processors all have within the agri-food sector now is dominant. And the farmer on the ground has been left out.
And talking of farm gate prices, at the Marts, the U-3 grade steers sold between 310 and 314 pence per kilo, and hoggets sold in Swatra on Saturday from an average of 374 pence per kilo. And the full Mart report this morning comes from Noel Erskine in OMA.
184 cows, first quality bull cows 275 to 360, second quality 200 to 265, first quality heifer cows 220 to 290, second quality 130 to 200, first quality Friesian bull cows from 90 to 195 pounds, second quality 45 to 70, Holstein types from 5 to 20 pounds, 102 bullocks sold a top of 1350 for a Charlie bullock, medium weight bullocks to 865, 420 kilo Charlie 206 pence, light weight bullocks to 805 for 398 kilo limousine 202 pence, 112 heifers to top of 1290 for 745 kilo Charlie, medium weight heifers to 875, 425 kilo Charlie 206 pence, light weight heifers to 665 for 315 kilo limousine 211 pence, first quality beef cows from 140 to 168 pence, first quality Friesians from 90 to 115 pence, with second quality from 60 to 75 pence per kilo.
That's it from me this morning.